The best secretary on that. And this is a guy that I worked for years ago. And I was that good, he sacked me. You know? And then when I reminded him, he went, was that me? Yeah, it was, yeah. Anyway, there's no problem with it at all, because we had Steve England on yesterday and he sacked me as well, you know. I could say I've been sacked by the best,
yeah,
you know.
Well, thank you.
On that. And it's Dickie Duncan.
Oh, it's great to follow Muhammad Ali as well. Good to have him as a warm-up guy. John, I just want to say that we've had a couple of saints today that are going to be cause a scandal now. I think you've been a bit of a saint yourself to get all this together. And, you know, it's been a tremendous effort and we really appreciate it. And I think everybody should give a round of applause for the captain. And as Private Fraser, Dad's Army said, I never doubted him for a minute.
Oh, he's
really great. Now, what I've chosen now is, it's The Who, which is my favourite band, and it's from Quadrophenia. Now, Quadrophenia, as most people will know, is about the mod scene, and it's about a guy called Jimmy, and it's set in the 60s, set in 64, roughly, but it was actually released in 73. So to me, this kind of combines the two eras of the Caroline that I knew in the 60s, Caroline North, and then the 70s when I used to listen to it, and it was really into it. And also they did the show just over there. In fact, we can see it now where they performed over at the Echo Arena last summer, which I went to with a couple of mates of mine, the Quadrophenia show that The Who did absolutely brilliantly. And I think also the message in this song, without getting too heavy, is kind of also about being young and a bit confused and a bit, you know, not quite sure what's going on in the world. And The Who were a great supporter also of pirate radio back in the 60s. But I think this is all about kind of a bit of the spirit about latching on to something and finding some meaning in your life when you're a bit confused at that stage, which for me Radio Caroline did in the 70s, which meant, you know, a huge amount to me, the fact that they were out there in the North Sea and were, you know, had a different attitude to life and the sort of defying government and all the rest of it. So anyway, that's the build up. I've talked for as long as the track now, haven't I?
Not quite. You've
got another 4 minutes.
And it is The Who, yeah, and it's called
Cut My Hair.
Cut Your Hair. Okay.
Why should I care if I have to cut my hair? I got to move with the fashion or be outcast. I know I should fight, but my old man is really alright. And I'm still living at home, even though it won't last.
Zoot, zoot. Jacket with side pins 5 inches long. I'm out on the street again and I'm leaping along. Dressed right for a beach fight, but I just can't explain why that uncertain feeling is still here in my brain. Mine won't be their way. I clean my room and my shoes, but my mother found a box of blues. And there doesn't seem much hope they let me stay. Zoot, zoot, white jacket with side vents 5 inches long.
My dad just left for work. He wasn't talking. It's all a game, and inside I'm just the same. My fried egg makes me sick first thing in the morning.
Youths entered the Grand Hotel in pursuit of two leather-clad rockers. South Coast police have warned that if the fights between rival gangs of mods and rockers continue, stricter security measures will be enforced at railway stations both in London and on the South.
There we are. Somebody making the tea, by the way, because the kettle's just boiled. I cut my hair from the Who there, and here we are. Right, we're back at a decent level now. It's 30 minutes to 10. This is the sort of the DJ get-together of the closed-down part of Caroline North this Sunday night, 27th of April. And that was Dickie's selection there. And we move on now to another tall guy. So he's got the tallest pair of headphones that we can find for him, who does Merseybeat Saturday night from 10 to 12, and also the breakfast show on a Saturday. And that's Max Davis. So hello to you, Max.
Hi, John.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Okay. The microphone is yours.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Yeah. I'd like to thank you for inviting me on the station. It was a very pleasant surprise that you did that, and I've relished it. My starting point, talking to Edna about this last night, is Radio Nova, and also Caroline, when the Ross came back, came on the air in 1983. I was too young to remember 64. Couldn't really get it in the 70s in Merseyside very well, even on the skip. But as soon as that the 963 came on with the 50 kilowatt transmitter, thanks Peter Chicago, if you're listening, by the way. I mean, it was like a local station. These guys will back me up. In Merseyside, you could switch on 963 in 1983 and listen to the Ross. It was absolutely amazing. And that's my starting point with all this. So I've chosen a track from 1983, which Caroline did play all the time, even before the other stations actually latched onto it. It's Tom Robinson and the 12-inch version of Listen to the Radio Atmospherics. Enjoy this. And thanks again, John. You should be made... you should be given the freedom of the city. The guys were talking about this today. You should be given the freedom of Liverpool for what you've done, mate. We had the High Sheriff on the boat during the broadcast. So I wish you all the best with that.
OK, thanks, Max. Cheers. Here's the tune.
Leave the bureau in the snow. Catch a tram to Uncle Poe. Early evening ring around the moon. Slipping by the concierge. By the bikes and up the stairs. Snap the latch and creep into the room. Throw up your coat. Pick up the post. Put a coffee on. Lie down on the bed, lay back your head, smoke a cigarette, and listen to the radio. Ooh, listen to the radio. Ooh. In the city late tonight, double feature, black and white, bitter tears and taxi to the club. The bomb, avoid a fight, show your papers, be polite, walking home with nowhere else to go. You throw up your coat, pick up my note, put another copy on. Lie down on the bed, lay back your head, smoke another cigarette. The dark noise and voices from the past, cross the dial from Moscow through Cologne. Interference in the night, thousand miles on either side, stations fading into the unknown. So throw up your coat, butter some toast, put another coffee on. We'll lie down. Bed,
after dark. Noise and voices from the past, across the dial from Moscow to Cologne. Interference in the night, 1,000 miles on either side, stations fading into the unknown. So throw up your coat, butter some toast, put another coffee on.
Tom Robinson Band, listen to the radio. There we are, we're coming from the bridge of the planet, the LV-23, the Merseybar lightship, and it's a good job that it's a big bridge, because with the equipment and all the bodies in it, there's not much space. Right, okay, here we are, DJ number five now. We introduce for you Mr. Michael Stan to speak. There you go, away you go.
Hello. What do you want me to say?
The clock's ticking.
I've got to speak for a minute, have I? Or
yeah,
half a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, just to everybody who's listened and who's written in and emailed in and texted in, we'd just like to say an almighty thank you. The response has been phenomenal.
Yay.
Absolutely awesome. No, it's been incredible. So thanks to you all for your responses and for listening to us. And maybe one day we'll be back, who knows, if we can raise another few thousand quid to do this all over again. But for now, a track which says it all. This is New Order, and what we'll all feel in the morning, a blue Monday.
Oh. Nice one. find out about Fuel and Go. With 4 years free tax, 4 years free servicing, and up to 4 years free insurance. There's also fantastic deals across the range with the new Fiat 500 from only £159 deposit and £159 per month. Visit stoneacre.co.uk. Stoneacre, motoring for life.
On 87.7 FM, this is the sound of Offshore Radio. Caroline North, news.
From the Sky News Centre at 10, pro-Russian separatists in Ukraine have released one of the 8 military observers they'd been holding. Earlier, they appeared in public for the first time since their detention, saying from the bottom of their hearts they want to go home. Captured observer Colonel Axel Schneider says they're not being mistreated.
The mayor of the city granted us his protection. He regarded us as his guests. We have not been touched.
The Ministry of Defence has named the 5 men killed in yesterday's helicopter crash in Afghanistan. Captain Thomas Clark, Warrant Officer Spencer Faulkner, and Corporal James Walters were from the Army Air Corps. Flight Lieutenant Rakesh Chohan was from the RAF, and Lance Corporal Oliver Thomas was based with the Intelligence Corps. The downing of the Lynx in Kandahar is being treated as a tragic accident. Around 1 million people have watched 2 popes be declared saints at the Vatican. John XXIII and John Paul II were canonised by Pope Francis. Comedians have been out in Birmingham for a fundraising gig on behalf of a terminally ill 19-year-old. Almost £3 million has been raised so far for the Teenage Cancer Trust in a campaign started by Stephen Sutton. In sport, Liverpool's hopes of winning the Premier League have been severely dented. The leaders are now just 2 points clear at the top after going down 2-0 at home to Chelsea. Manager Brendan Rodgers says they just couldn't find a way past a defensive side.
It was clear, obviously, that they'd come to not, you know, certainly not wanting to win the game and with the time wasting and whatnot. But as I said, it's just it was just difficult for us to get through. We just couldn't quite make that final pass.
A 2-0 victory over Crystal Palace means Manchester City can claim the title if they win their remaining matches. Cardiff's 4-0 defeat at Sunderland leaves them bottom of the table. And the PFA Scotland Awards have been taking place in Glasgow. Celtic's Chris Commons is the Player of the Year. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
Radio Caroline North.
Hundreds of people have texted, emailed and visited the ship in person. Many thousands more have visited the website and have listened, locally on FM and around the world on the internet. You are one of those people, and you've helped to make this broadcast a huge success for the past 28 days. We couldn't have done it without your support. Radio Caroline North closes tonight at midnight. From all the Caroline good guys on board the Planet Lightship, thank you.
I'm not afraid to
You know, I thought I was going to be here for 3 hours on my own. But then again, it was just wishful thinking. China crisis brings us in after the news, 7 minutes past ten. This is Caroline North from the lightship here in the Canning Dock. And the waters are very, very still, nice and peaceful. And we're having a little get-together in the top studio, in the bridge, and it's good. And 2 hours from now, we'll have silence on 87.7, and around the world, it'll also be a little bit silent on the internet as well. And we've got the box of Kleenex, in case anybody knocks a drink over. So we'll drag up somebody to say a few words and play a track of their choice very, very soon. In fact, after this one by the 3 Degrees. Oh, by the way, my name's John Dwyer, just in case you'd forgotten. I have to have a name badge so I can remember my own name. Another DJ on the way very soon. Heaven I Need. And right, okay, I think the count is up to six now. Six DJs, and this is number six. Okay, it needs no introduction. EC, away you go.
Well, if you know questions to ask me, what am I here for?
No, there's no questions, because I thought you've got it scripted.
Well, you know, in typical format, I was still in the middle of writing my script when you actually said that I was on. So
we did say anyway, after the news.
Right, well, okay. Ronan's father, my grandfather, fought in the same war, right? And they have go back in history. Ronan O'Rahilly's dad, that is. March 28th is my birthday. It's also the birth date of the original Radio Caroline and Caroline North. And radio is in my veins. It's in my blood. It's what I do. And we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time. Let's have some kicks, as the man would say. My old friend Jack here beside me. I've pretty much said everything there is to be said and played every record there is to be played. I think we can agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
there's nothing left, really, for me to say. From the past that we learn about the future, I've learned a lot over the last month, certainly. People ask me what next. Well, I know one thing, I'm no quitter, and there were many times I would have, maybe over the last month, but certainly I won't do that this time. I'd like to thank JD here, and thank you for inviting me. I was actually invited to be on this radio station, so it's an absolute pleasure to be on Radio Caroline. Done all the others, and Caroline's been a great laugh. I've made some great friends, like Grizzly Bear, my good friend here right beside me. Great guy. He interviewed the greats. Also, Phil Coleman, great man. Alan Roberts, well, what can we say about the pirate captain of this very ship? An amazing guy. Bullwinkle, well, we love his song choices every day. Big John, what a lovely guy, very gentle giant. Charlie and Dorothy, hi to you and thank you so much. Mike Knight, Mike Wright, Mike Wrong, all the different mics. We've got them all here. And the other fella, Mike, it's H-U-N-T, is it? Oh, sorry, Mike. Sorry, Mike Stan, that is. And Walter and Therese for having me. And Yvonne and Preet, and of course, my Kaylin and Kaya as well in Vermont, my niece and nephew.
Look.
What about the girls? Oh, yes, hang on, it's in my pocket here. I take all these requests in the pocket. We just had a quick one we wanted to do before we play an actual piece that myself and JD did. We want to say hello to Geraldine Diable and everybody at, where was it?
It's the Queen's Arms in Oxton.
The Queen's Arms in Oxton. We went there for a fine meal this evening, and everybody, also, what's the other lady, your lady, what's her
Olivia.
Name? Olivia. Olivia, there
Olivia.
You go. Hi to those people there, and everybody who's been listening. We've had some fun. Maybe you'll miss us, maybe you won't. Hey, who cares? You know, it's been fun. Every time you tune into the radio, think of us, because this is what Caroline is all about. Hit it, JD.
Going back in time on the sounds of the nation, it's the Caroline Flashback.
You listen to the superb sounds of Radio Caroline North on 87.7 FM. I'm Attenda Caldwell here, saying hello to Caroline Proctor in Castleknock in Dublin, and playing you your song. It's all about you, Caroline.
Caroline. 50 years since Radio Caroline started broadcasting from the MV Fredericia to Ireland and England. The grand old lady of rock and pop is back on the air.
She really is fine, so fine.
But at 39, this jockey Enda Caldwell, who hails from Navan in County Meath, admits he's too young to remember the heady, heaving days of the 60s, when Radio Caroline ruled the seaways and the airwaves. But to him, story is a legend which will live on forever.
Radio Caroline came from Greenore Port, County Louth. It was fitted out there by Ronan O'Rahilly of the O'Rahilly family. And as they say, the rest, as they say, is history. Simon D was the first voice, the first DJ. He introduced the first DJ's program. So Radio Caroline really changed the face of broadcasting and popular music in the UK and Ireland.
John Dwyer is old enough to remember. He got his sea legs on the original Radio Caroline. And when he got the chance to bring the grand old lady back to life, he didn't shirk at his responsibility.
It was one of those situations in life, you take chances, you do things, and if you don't do them, you can look back afterwards and say, I wish I'd have done that.
There were good and bad days at sea on the old ship, but John Dwyer prefers to remember only the good.
It was a 24-hour radio station. There were usually six DJs on the broadcast side, and sometimes you do two programmes. If you weren't doing two programmes, you may be doing news bulletins, so to prepare the news, collate it, edit it in a way that it didn't look as though we were lifting it from the BBC, doing the washing up, maybe doing a bit of painting here and there if the weather conditions were favourable in the daytime, just to keep the general maintenance of the ship up. It was just to be on the ship, a thing between the DJ and the listener that couldn't be done from land. It's hard to describe. It's a magic of being somewhere that people online think, I wonder what they look like, I wonder what they're doing right now, or what they've been doing before they came on the air, or what they will do after they go off the air.
When it came to finding a vessel for the new Radio Caroline North, the last Liverpool lightship, the LV-23, was the obvious choice. And her berth in the Canning Dock on the banks of the River Mersey an ideal mooring place.
I'm Andy Caldwell. Say hello to all the Caroline North listeners in Ireland.
So ferry, cross the Mersey.
And the enthusiasm has rubbed off on Enda.
Everybody has a memory of Radio Caroline of a certain age. Then when you listen back to recordings of them, they sounded exciting. They were playing 60s music. You couldn't get that anywhere else.
But what about the girls? The Carolines, Cathys and Katies, who worshipped the disc jockeys on board the original Radio Caroline and, in some cases, sailed out in small boats to jump on board.
Most of them are probably older than my mother, so it's not exactly... You do get one or two people that come on board who sort of like the 60s and, you know, they're probably in their 20s or whatever, and they really love the 60s.
Oh,
Radio Caroline was forced off the air on Saturday, March the 2nd, 1968, when the British government's Broadcasting Act made the pirates illegal and cut off the supply lines to the mainland.
And that made it impossible to run an operation from sea, broadcasting to a certain country. You could be closed down, you could just come out and send the Navy, if need be, and take you off the ship if you're a British subject. So that more or less is the end of the offshore stations. But while they were on, they had a big audience, made some money, gave a lot of DJs the opportunity to work further in radio, and gave the listeners a different type of radio that isn't there anymore.
But now it's time to look to the future. Soon Radio Caroline North will go off the air for what could be the last time. But Enda hopes to be back on board in another 50 years, when Caroline will celebrate her 100th birthday.
Maybe if I'm the only one left around, being 39 years of age, that when I'm 89, we'll try and do another one.
And so too does Caroline Proctor, the young woman who is listening to Enda in her home in Castleknock in Dublin. After all, she has a very good reason for wanting to be there.
So my dad named me after the radio station, Radio Caroline, and that's how I got my name, because he was such a great fan of it.
How does it feel to be named after a radio station?
It feels great. It's very special. Not many people understand why I got my name, but I know it, and it's nice for me.
Radio Caroline North.
I don't care where I go when I'm with. When I cry, you don't laugh, 'cause you know.
Peter Frampton, and I'm in you. You're listening to the closed-down transmission broadcast of Caroline North. It goes off the air tonight at midnight, and no doubt we've got quite a few listeners listening to us on FM 87.7 and also on the stream, on the internet. We appear to have quite a few listeners anyway, and various other outlets probably that relay in the broadcast. Okay, I think we've got Paul Leckie coming up soon to say a few words and play his tune. I've pulled out a CD here just to play. I thought we'd throw in another track while we're waiting for Paul to get his music together. This is the hits of 1969. It's got 20 tracks on it, including Bobby Gentry, Herman's Hermits, Silla's on it, and Peter Sarsted. And classic tracks including Ginganguly by The Scaffold and that well-known favourite, Dick a Dum Dum by Des O'Connor. Oh, yes. Right, so we're not going to have any of those, but I thought we'd go for something light and bouncy, and I think this was one of the Eurovision Song Contest winners, or definitely an entry, and a nice one from Lulu. Okay, something nice for you to go with. Okay, here we are. It's a nice sing-along tune on a Sunday night.
Come closer, and listen. The beat of my heart keeps on missing. I notice it most when we're kissing. That's right. Come closer and cuddle me tight. My heart goes boom, bang, a bang, boom, bang, a bang when you are near. Boom, bang, a bang, boom, bang, a bang loud in my ear. Pounding away, won't you be mine? Boom, bang, a bang, bang all the time. It's such a lovely feeling when I'm in your arms. Your kiss is exciting, so hold me and don't keep me waiting. Come closer and love me tonight. That's right. Come closer and cuddle me tight. My
okay, that's Lulu and Boom Banga Bang. And if we can make way for Paul to walk through. That's it, he needs an entrance. And the headphones are over there, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you had them on before, so you know how to get them on. That's it.
Yes, I have a pair of headphones on.
You've done this before, haven't you?
John, it's been absolutely amazing. I must say, first of all, thank you ever so much for inviting me on board many, many months ago now.
Can I just say before you get
you
into
can.
Your drive
Of course
out,
you can,
course,
whatever. Course,
you were invited to come on. You said, yeah, I can do the gig.
That's right.
And then a week later you said, I've broken my arm in three places.
Exactly. Yeah. And I thought that was going to be the end of it altogether, really. Yeah. But thanks to you, John, being my technical director, we managed to get through on Saturday and Sunday night. And it's been an absolute revelation doing the Classic Rock Sunday night as well. That's been great. Especially when we were supposed to be playing Saxon, was it last week? And what was it came on?
No, what it was. It should have been Living Loving Maid by Led Zeppelin.
Right.
And that's
exactly
what you introduced it. Unfortunately, the track listing was wrong and we had the love theme from Superman with Maureen McGovern. Can you read
it
my
didn't
mind?
Quite go at all.
Well, all the Led Zeppelin fans would have been mostly disappointed.
And we had an email in, didn't we, saying what happened to it? But we actually made it and played it next as well. No, it's been an absolute pleasure. I've got to say a very big thank you to you and also to Big Tel as well for encouraging me to come on board. Thank you, Terry, for that. Absolutely superb month, as I say. Met many new friends, many old friends as well, and it's a very sad occasion with just an hour and a half to go. But I've been around Liverpool a lot, and so many people are saying, well, why isn't Caroline staying on for the continuation for, say, another year or something. But we're just here for the month. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And yet again, we must give a round of applause for John, the captain. Thank you very much indeed. And thanks a lot again, John. Absolute star. Right, here's my track anyway. As we've had so many emails from all around the world, local, national and international, this is the Electric Light Orchestra and All Over the World on Caroline North.
Needs no introduction, but we'll just say it was four lads who shook the world there. There we are. It's Caroline North on a Sunday night. It is a Sunday night. Weather conditions in Liverpool are quite mild at the moment. That's the weather for you anyway. And we've got a room full, a studio full of people who are here, are all staff members. And they're all having a good time, as you can hear. They just keep talking as they would normally do in a crowded room. Right, okay, I think we're up to DJ number 7. Oh, I think it's 7, it could be 8, but then again, who's counting? No, I'm not. Right, let's move along now with the weekend DJ, 1 to 4, Saturday and Sunday afternoon. It is Tony Johnson.
JD, how are you?
Not so bad, okay. Bearing up, as you do.
Under the strain?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Just keep going.
So how do you think it went?
Well, of course, it was a bit of a shaky start, but it picked up very, very quickly and gathered momentum like a rolling stone. And here we are, I think, with quite a few listeners on FM and quite a few listeners around the world.
Mm.
Good stuff, I think.
Yeah? We've done the business. We spent many an hour on the phone, didn't we, chatting about this probably 6-7 months ago. And I don't think there's ever any doubt in my mind that we couldn't do it. I thought it was a little bit optimistic when you said, we want to use 50-year-old gear and, along the likes, and I thought to myself, well, hang on a second, what if it breaks down? We've been lucky up to now. Having said that, it did bite me on the bottom today when the desk went off several times, but here it is, and we daren't move it one little bit. But yeah, it's one of those things. It has been authentic. Hopefully, it's been authentic, all the breaks in transmission that we've had, but I don't want to kind of dwell on that too much. How do you feel it's gone? Are you happy with this? And, the equipment and using it? Because you were probably the main person who used the equipment most, really, didn't you, doing two shows a day?
I wanted it to be authentic, and I thought to myself, well, if I can master it, then anybody can. And really, we did. I know the mixer is rotary, but I just wanted it to be authentic to the 60s. And it's been a very well-photographed mixer, as indeed all the equipment has been. So, yeah, I think the choice was right.
Well, it has been lovely being here, and I've never done a double header with you good self all the years that we've known each other. This is it. I think it's the first time after, what, 30-odd years?
Something like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, good.
Yeah? It's a good one. We're going to play the song?
I think we'll play the song, yeah. You know what it is. I know what it is as well.
I thought we'd play this one. I didn't actually play this on my time on Caroline, but it's a kind of poignant song for the two of us, really, going back to 1999, and it kind of says it all. It's Magna Carta and a track, Highway to Spain.
Rolling down a highway to Spain. We were almost finished before we had begun. Nothing would be the same. From Rouen down to Toulouse, that old transit saw us well. Rolling through the vineyards on the hill. Bread and cheese in a sleepy town, heading out as the sun went down. Counting up the money for a small hotel. South of Saragossa, for Madrid, where the mirage dance fandangos on the plain. We ran out of money, I can't remember just what we did, but I recall we got there just the same. Down on our way to Spain, strangers to the sun. Who knows when we'll be back again? Down on our way to Spain.
That's the choice of Tony Johnson, Highway to Spain, Magna Carta, and the reason he picked that one is we both drove all the way to Portsmouth, then got the boat over the Bay of Biscay to northern Spain, all the way through Spain, down to, I think it was the port of Denia, and then caught the second ferry over to Ibiza, so that was where Highway to Spain came from. Right, another choice of music coming up very, very soon. In fact, on the other side of this, from Caroline North, the Young Rascals were grooving.
Grooving on a Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon.
Yes, and the music just ran out there as I was sort of scrambling on the floor for two pairs of headphones. There we are, the Young Rascals there. Yeah, a few rascals in here tonight as well.
Oh, yeah.
They're not young, though. Right, OK, well, I'll try my best.
Oi.
A bit of order.
Oi!
Any more noise, and there's no bonus for you. OK?
Yeah, I can get that.
Right, 17 minutes to 11 the time. We're moving on very quickly. And we move to our next, not DJ, but our next guest. And you may have heard this voice before. This person has made a visit from Dublin, came across on the plane, on the aircraft, and just missed Tony Prince by a couple of days and decided it was so good he didn't want to miss the party and came back on the car, on the ferry, with his good lady wife, and is staying until Tuesday morning. So he's here right to the very end. And there we are. Well, I didn't hear that, so I don't think the listeners did either. So can we welcome back to the microphone Mike Wright, who is the senior...
You forgot my name there, John.
I nearly did, yes, that's right. Interruptions, you see, from behind.
I know.
So, were you the senior broadcast engineer on Radio Caroline?
When I was on my own, I was, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Manfred Summer would have been the senior.
Were you older than him?
No,
you're both the same.
No, he was probably about a year or two older.
Right, both teenagers then.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right.
Yeah,
that would explain for the good looks now. That's it. There we are.
This fella here behind us, Mike Stand, has been claiming to be the oldest person on board.
Probably.
Since last Sunday.
Not anymore.
No, I'm the oldest person on board.
Oh, yes.
Now, right? That's it. Yeah. Right, well, I'll leave it to you, Mike, just to obviously, we spoke to you quite a bit in depth about your time on Caroline off the coast of the Isle of Man.
Ramsey.
And what's your take on this as a sort of...
Terrific. It should have been done long before this time, John, maybe for 40 years.
Right.
But certainly for 50, it's great. And you've put a great effort into it, and everybody else here as well. And that's why I came back. It was good. I enjoyed it, my time here last week with my daughter.
Did you notice the interest then when you said your daughter?
Did,
oh yes, yeah. And believe me, when I told them you were coming back, their eyes lit up, and I said, the daughter's not coming, the missus is.
Tracy Barlow didn't come with
Tracy Barlow. She's in Weatherfield. That's an insult to your daughter.
Thank you.
So you've enjoyed listening
way back in
Dublin?
John, yes, yeah. I have. It's been on in the house, both on my internet radio and also on the PC for the last few weeks.
That's good.
Apart from the breakdowns.
Oh, yeah, they weren't staged. People have said, enjoy the breakdowns. That's the atmosphere. It doesn't do anything for my ticker, when it goes off all the time.
We never ran out of diesel on the ship,
In fact,
I had a row with Don Allen over a particular country and western show he wanted to put on one Saturday night, and I said, you can't do it because we haven't got the diesel. And for the last few weeks that I was there, the atmosphere wasn't great with him, and he was convinced. I came on leave on the Tuesday or Wednesday of that particular week. I was coming off on leave, and he was convinced when I met him some years later that I got the inside word that the station was closing down, and I left and didn't tell them.
Right.
But it wasn't the case. It wasn't the case at all.
So you've had a good time there here
in
Liverpool.
Yeah, great.
MV Caroline.
Yes, it was the MV Caroline, registered in Panama, and not the Fredericia, which was its original name, and everybody refers to that, and that really gets on my goat. And it's Panamanian call sign for the ship was Hotel Papa Delta Charlie, right?
Okay, I mean, I must admit, like many people, I refer to it as the Frederica, missing out that I before the A at the end, it was the MV Caroline being re-registered in Panama.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad we've cleared that one up. And you picked a piece of music by...
I have a bit of Motown and an old Marvin Gaye record and one of his best ones as well. Wonderful one.
Lovely.
Thanks, John.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for a great show.
Okay,
and
cheers.
Thanks for a great 4 weeks, right?
Okay, cheers. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Tell me we'll
a reservoir. Your love, baby, it means the world. For me, you're always concerned, and you ask nothing, baby, in return.
Radio Caroline North.
Anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine. Yeah, running down a dream that never would come to me. Working on a mystery. I put the pedal down to make some time. There's something good waiting down this road. I'm picking up whatever is mine. I'm running down a dream.
Come to me, working on a mystery, going wherever.
10:55, 5 to 11, Sunday evening with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and that's Running Down a Dream. Indeed it is. Can we say hello, by the way, to the jocks who are not here at the moment, because they've got other things that take precedence over being here on this Sunday night, mainly because they live a distance away from the actual station. Dave Collins over in York. Shame you can't be here, Dave, but you've had a drive back and you've got work tomorrow, so hi to you, Dave. We had a good night last night, and thanks for being here. Also, Phil Sayer is up in Bolton, and with the kids and family life. Unfortunately, Phil couldn't make it tonight, but I know they would like to have been here, and he passes on his good wishes to you and also to us. And finally, Terry Linnane, bit busy today over in Yorkshire, so unfortunately couldn't be with us, but Big Tel sends his love and good wishes to everybody concerned. And finally to Phil Coleman, who was here last night for the party, but Phil's not been a bit well at the moment, and he was very important in the setting up and the structure of the station right at the very beginning, and was here at the start of the broadcast, was here yesterday, so also Leslie as well. So Phil, thanks for coming, and thanks for being a good mate over the last few months when we were putting the whole thing together. I think I've covered everybody there on the broadcast side, and we'll head now to news, and back for the last hour, the final hour, from 11 to 12 from Caroline North, after the news.
Stoneacre Fiat Liverpool to find out about Fuel and Go, with 4 years free tax, 4 years free servicing, and up to 4 years free insurance. There's also fantastic deals across the range, with the new Fiat 500 from only £159 deposit and £159 per month. Visit stoneacre.co.uk. Stoneacre, motoring for life. on 87.7 FM. This is the sound of offshore radio. Caroline North. News.
He's treating the helicopter crash in Afghanistan, which killed five British servicemen, as a tragic accident. They were Captain Thomas Clark, Warrant Officer Spencer Faulkner and Corporal James Walters from the Army Air Corps, RAF Flight Lieutenant Rakesh Chohan and Lance Corporal Oliver Thomas from the Intelligence Corps. The links came down yesterday in Kandahar province. Defence analyst Paul Beaver says these helicopters are highly reliable.
I would be certainly very happy to put my family in the aircraft and fly them, as I would any soldier, sailor, or airman in the British forces. There's no doubt in my mind Lynx is a safe, practical, well-loved helicopter, and this is a tragic accident.
One of the eight international observers detained by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine has been freed on medical grounds. The group have appeared in public for the first time, insisting they're not prisoners of war, but saying they do want to go home. Paedophiles are to face the same treatment as terrorists under laws to be included in the Queen's speech. David Cameron wants to close a loophole allowing manuals which give tips on how to identify victims, groom them and evade capture. Two popes have been declared saints in a historic ceremony in front of around a million people at the Vatican. Pope Francis canonised John XXIII and John Paul II. In sport, Chelsea have cut the gap at the top of the Premier League to 2 points. The second-place side were 2-0 winners at leaders Liverpool. Manager Jose Mourinho says they were the better team.
We deserve to win, no doubts about it. It's so simple as this. And with the result 1-0 for 45 minutes, during 45 minutes, we were always comfortable.
Manchester City can now claim the title following a 2-0 victory at Crystal Palace. Cardiff went down 4-0 at fellow strugglers Sunderland, sending them to the foot of the table. In the Scottish Premiership, Celtic have extended their lead after thrashing Inverness 6-0. That's the latest. I'm Nick Courage.
Radio Caroline North. Hundreds of people have texted, emailed and visited the ship in person. Many thousands more have visited the website and have listened, locally on FM and around the world on the internet. You are one of those people, and you've helped to make this broadcast a huge success for the past 28 days. We couldn't have done it without your support. Radio Caroline North closes tonight at midnight. From all the Caroline good guys on board the Planet Lightship, thank you.
Steely Dan, My Old School. Coming to you from Planet Lightship, and this hour will really fly by. You watch it. Well, we're here until midnight. There's still quite a few of us around. And, well, we're just having a general chat now. The ship is well lit outside. Traffic's going by. The weather's still quite calm. And, yeah, we're going to have a little drink to sort of mark the end of the broadcast. And we'll mention a few people. Can we, first of all, say big thanks, a big, big thanks to two brothers, two twins, who've come up from Folkestone. They've provided us with two sound mixers made by Gates, the one that we use. And is the mono mixer in Studio One, the Gates Gateway, which is only today given up a little bit of a problem, but it is 50 years old, so we can't expect miracles. And there's another mixer down below, Stereo One, in the production facility down below. So a big thank you to Roy and Paul Balls, who've come up a few times now to install these very, very good, old, but very reliable sound mixers. So a big thank you to those guys. They've really sort of pulled out all the stops to get us as authentic as possible. Also to Mally the welder, who has done quite a bit of work on the ship, assisting us and doing various things. And of course Alan Roberts, the captain, the owner of the Planet Lightship, and Bullwinkle, why can't he just be called Gary? It makes it so much easier to remember. Also to Bullwinkle for providing us with tea and coffee and little nibbles along the way. So they've done a very good job. Right, okay, let's have some music now. I'll dedicate this one to Steve West, because you asked for this one.
Radio Caroline North, from Liverpool.
And it comes from Al Stewart.
Go and tell Lord Grenville that the tide is on the turn. It's time to haul the anchor up and leave the land astern. We'll be gone before the dawn returns. Like curses on the wind, gone to Lord Grenville that our dream of rubber ground. There's nothing here to keep us in this shanty town. None of us are caring where we're bound. Like voices on the wind, and come the day you'll hear them saying they're throwing. Just throwing it all away. Go and fetch the captain's log and tear the pages out. We're on our way to nowhere now. Can't bring the helm about. None of us are left in any doubt. We won't be back again. Send a message to the fleet. They'll search for us in vain. We won't be there among the reaches of the Spanish Main. Tell the ones we left home not to wait. Won't be back again, won't be back again, won't be back again, won't be back again. And come the day you'll hear them saying they're throwing it all away.
There we are. There's one for Steve West, who selected that track, taken from the album Year of the Cat. That's Al Stewart and Lord Grenville. So I hope you enjoyed that one, Steve, who got that one in nice for me to pick out and download, as I did. A few more people to say hello to here. I'm going to say hello to Steve from WirralCam.com. Now, Steve is the person who provided us with the cameras that faces down towards the DJ, and also there's one that faces towards the Albert Dock area. So you've been going on the website, which incidentally the website has been taking about 1,000 hits a day. It's incredible, that, isn't it, when you think about it, 1,000 hits a day on a website. So a big thank you to Steve there, who's obviously sort of put some time and effort into providing us with cameras there. And it does make a difference when you're actually listening to the station and looking at the DJ. On this occasion is me standing up. I don't think I've ever done a program standing up, because all the seats are taken, including mine, my studio chair. Somebody's nicked it. So a big thank you to Steve from WirralCam.com. Also to Paul from Skyline Aerial Services, who helped us put up our broadcast antenna, and also the satellite dishes that are alongside on the quayside of the ship here on the Canning Dock, so that we can receive internet, and also for our Sky News service. To Susie Plums, who set up the website, who's been sort of doing the website for us, and I said keep it as basic as possible so it's not too complicated. And for a first attempt, I think that you've done a marvellous job. Really, really, really pleased with that. So thanks to Susie Plums. Also to Gary H., who's been giving us a hand with the transmitter equipment and installation, alteration, you name it. And as far as the transmitter goes, the FM broadcast transmitter, then he's been doing it. And also to Bert for assistance as well with transmitters. Finally, Stuart. Mast construction is what I've got down on my piece of paper. Stuart is a person that can make things that you ask for. He's very, very good at doing things like that. So a big thank you to Stuart for assisting us in building things that you can't actually buy. So that'll do for the moment. Okay. As you can tell, I've got a bit of a sore throat, but that's what happens when you're talking to people sort of non-stop day and night. Okay, I'm John Dwyer. It's 17 minutes past 11, and this for you now is Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Oh,
I tell you what, the music so goes ever so quickly, and more things to say. Yes, we had Alan Turner. Now, Alan Turner came and spent Easter with us, and a big hello to you, Alan, if you're listening at the moment. It was great. You spent 4 days on the ship talking to people. Very, very knowledgeable person, and Alan was one of the few DJs that travelled from the original anchorage of the Caroline up to the Isle of Man, that historic voyage 50 years ago. So thank you, Alan, for coming up, and the flag, the Skull and Crossbones flag, is flying at the rear of the ship, and we'll get it back to you. We'll send it through the post, and you'll have that to take to the next venue that that involves offshore radio. Also, Mike Wright, who's right behind me, he's been here twice, and it's a big thank you to you to come for you for coming twice. Thanks very much to Mike there, and also Steve England, who came yesterday. Steve England and I go back 40 years, and it was great to have him. He just arrived out of nowhere, and I thought he wasn't coming, and he was on the air. So I hope that Steve and his good lady wife, Barbara, had a good journey over to Liverpool and the Planet Lightship. And finally, to Tony Prince for the moment, who came down and did an Easter Sunday programme between 12 and 3. And we had a night out with Tony the night before on Easter Saturday. So thank you very much for the meal and the drinks and the company and the stories and the entertainment. I tell you, Tony Prince, I'm not going to give his age away, but he's a human dynamo. I tell you, he's really good fun, and he just keeps going. You know, it's like one of these things he put a Duracell battery into. You know, I'm sure he sleeps very, very sound, but we had a good time with Tony Prince. And although it was a long way away, finally, Roscoe for doing a sterling one-hour programme, which was really fantastic. You know? Excellent programme. Thank you to the aforementioned people for being here for Caroline North 2014 at Easter.
Need to be alone, playing near or far too many times I should have known. It can lose you all in sleep at night. 12-bar blues is now right. Now it's up to you, try and find the reason to. Rolling every song, rock and rolling everyone. It's rock and roll, rock and rock and roll. It's rock and roll, and rock keeps rolling on. Waiting all the time to find radio plays on Caroline. They say you'll get there. What we say makes a difference in the end. Rushing always in a hurry, I try to give it up. Everything we do is funny, it's never good enough. Lose you all in sleep at night. 12-bar blues is now arrived. Now it's up to you, try and find a reason to. Rock and roll in every song, rock and roll in everyone. It's rock and roll and rock and rock and roll. It's rock and roll, and rock keeps rolling on. Waiting all the time to find radio plays on Caroline. They say you'll get there in the end. We can pray. What we say, what we say, what we say makes a difference. Thank you.
Status Quo and Rock and Roll and Radio Played on Caroline, and the radio at your end, if you're on the on an FM radio, will cease around about midnight, just after midnight. If you're online, well, oh, do you have that again? I don't think we have it again. I'll tell you one thing, we have been consistent with things repeating, because every time the generator goes off or the power goes off, then we have to reset all the equipment, and sometimes we forget to cancel things out, just like on that one. However, we'll just carry on. Right, more mentions, by the way. We're going to say hello now to Mike and Jill Knight, who came over from Luxembourg and spent a short amount of time, but enjoyable amount of time with us. So a big hello to you, Mike, and a big thank you to you, Jill, because you were out for a meal and you brought me your doggy bag. And that was very nice of you, because there were actually three meals in it, and I ate them all because I was famished that night. Everybody was eating rather well, and I was on the air till about midnight. So I had a meal when I went back home, and then I had one for breakfast, and I had the other meal for lunch. So that didn't bother me about the fact they'd all gone cold. So thank you very much for that. And again, we hope to see you soon. Thanks for the invitation to go to Luxembourg as well. It's a place I'd really like to go to. And also to a guy who I'd met last week. He came down especially from Birmingham. I last saw him on the Ross Revenge, the Caroline ship in the North Sea, when I welcomed him on board and said, I think you'll like it here. I think we're going to have a good time with you. And that was one Keith Lewis, who came up to see us last week and was determined, after all the years, to visit Liverpool and see the person who... opened their arms and welcomed on the Ross Revenge, which is what it did. I didn't do that with everybody, but he had a smiling face, so at least I did that on that occasion. Right, okay, I'm working my way through the list here as fast as I can, and trying to get everybody in so they don't forget anybody and wake up tomorrow morning thinking, why didn't I mention that person? It's Caroline North from Liverpool with Van Morrison.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Playing a new game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, my brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
la 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 dee da, la dee da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing?
Station.
on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay.
Artists and ferry across the Mersey. We can see the Mersey from where we are. We just look beyond. If we look over to the right-hand side, the starboard side of the ship, and we go look beyond Billy Fury, then we'll see the Mersey and the ships going up and down, including the ferry boats. Now, I'd like to say hello and thank you to our sponsors that have been on the station since day one, and we've been playing them hour after hour after hour, and you've probably got the ads in your head. Hopefully, you'll know all the words as well. And in no particular order, Jackson and Cantor Solicitors, Rococo Coffee House, the original home of the Radio Caroline offices in the 1960s. Stoneacre Car Sales, they've been up the road and they've been down, up and down with their cars a few times. So a big thank you to Stoneacre for your help. Dragon Indulgence, it's a gift shop, Blue Coat Chambers, a very interesting place to go to. Ray's Bakery, that sponsored the Terry Lanane Show and sent us cakes and pies. Who ate all the pies? I never saw any of them at all. Epstein House, that's a hotel. Beatles Hotel. Definitely well worth a visit if you're looking to stay in Liverpool and you want to stay somewhere and have a little bit of history about the Beatles there. Crosby Tea Rooms, they do great teas and coffees, and also the Club Cellar Bar, who sponsored our weather. So thank you to all our sponsors, who are very good in providing some cash to pay for the running costs and the licenses that that you need to run the radio station for 28 days. It's not cheap, actually, to run an RSL, as I've found out to my cost, you know. So here's a song that's very poignant to radio and offshore and music and one thing and another. This is Michael Robinson and The Day the Music Died.
Songs that they sang and the music they played. We all gotta do what the government say. There's always a price you must pay. There's always a price you must pay. Now were you ever hip to a rock and roll ship? Were you into the boys as they walked the strip? Well, it really don't matter. There was nothing that no one could say. And when you wanted to hear your favorite song, you knew you just had to turn your radio on. Was it blues, was it soul, was it rock that made everyone roll? Well, I can't pretend that I didn't cry when I heard the news they had to say goodbye. Something's been a part of your life. The word legal don't mean right. Well, it's hard to see what makes a friend when there's something wrong. You know you can't pretend. But I knew that something had come to an end. The day the music died. For I was singing now, hey, hey, they've all gone away. The songs that they sang and the music they played. But we've all got to do what the government say. There's always a price you must pay. There's always a price you must pay. Hey, hey, they've all gone away. The songs that they sang and the music they played. But we've all got to do what the government say. There's always a price you must pay. There's always a price you must pay. Now do you believe in the power of a dream? And do you believe in the dancing queen? Can you still hear the sound of the silence of the sea? And can you pretend that you didn't care when in 74 they took them off the air? Cry from the people, but nothing but the changing day. Well, there ain't no point to go back in time, but there is a point to this point of mine. What's done and gone is past, but the memory will surely last. So when the story's told and there is no end, and you get to the part that no one can mend, from the old or something more. Music they played, but we all gotta do what the government say. There's always a price you must pay. There's always a price you must pay. Hey, hey, they've all gone away. The songs that they sang and the music they played, but we've all gotta do what the government say. There's always a price you must pay. 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 Hey, hey, they've all gone away. The
the songs that they sang and the music they played. But we all gotta do what the government say. There's always a price you must pay. There's always a price you must pay. Hey, hey, they've all gone away. The songs that they sang and the music they
played. Ah, well, that's Michael Robinson and The Day the Music Died. Many thanks and many, many thanks indeed to all the text messages and emails that you're sending in. There's actually that many that really it's impossible to read them all out and get the music in as well. But I'd like to thank you for that, and I will reply to any personal ones that you've sent in for me to acknowledge. Okay, I forgot to put in Skeleton Records there, John Weaver. Sorry about that, John. He's the miserable, obnoxious one who wanted that mentioning in his advert. It wasn't intentional that I forgot to mention you there, but now you've got a separate one anyway. Now, somebody did ask who played the music through the night time. We used to play 6 hours of music through the night, non-stop, from midnight to 6 a.m. Well, that's a guy called Mark Dean, who was purported to be a Radio Caroline North DJ some months ago. So we found a cabin for him. He hasn't used it yet. And we asked him to do a show between midnight and six. We haven't heard his voice either. So he was the person who was supposed to do the programme between midnight and six. His name is Mark Dean. Okay, right, we're coming into the last 20 minutes now, so I'll play some more music and come back with some more words following this. Spiral Staircase on Caroline North. This is More Today Than Yesterday. That's perfectly true, but nothing tomorrow. We're having a good time here on the Bridge of the Planet. Here we are. The music just rolled. It seemed to get quicker and quicker as I sort of move around trying to do things here. More thank yous to do. We'd like to thank BBC Breakfast Television for including us in the Caroline 50th promotion, I suppose, covering the 50th anniversary of the start of offshore broadcasting from Radio Caroline. Also BBC Northwest up here in the north of England. They did a good job as well. And also Granada Television. in Manchester, Granada, the ITV part of the network from Manchester, and they sent Paul Crone to interview me and take photographs and do the report. And I must say that having seen Paul Crone on the TV many, many times over the years, he is a fun guy, really enjoys his job and makes you feel at ease. He's exactly the same off camera as what he is on the camera. So that's Paul Crone at Granada TV. Also, the Liverpool Echo have been very kind and done four stories on us. The Metro did a story, Heart FM, and also BBC Radio Merseyside, who did the whole thing, started it all rolling. So thanks to all the media people that have given this little small RSL station a big, big push for our one-month broadcast. I think that we've taken an RSL into a new league, definitely, as far as the media is concerned. And we'd like to thank all the people who've actually sort of helped us to achieve massive publicity for this station. Very, very good indeed. We can't thank you enough, honestly. They took a little chestnut and made a big rugby ball out of it. Thanks very much.
Well, it's all phone to ring, waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's well, it's all right. Every day is judgment day.
Maybe somewhere down the road away, you'll think of me and wonder where I am these days. Maybe somewhere down the road when somebody plays the purple haze.
Well, it's all well, it's alright. If you got someone to love, well, it's alright. Everything will work out fine. Well, it's alright. We're going to the end of the line.
Don't have to be ashamed of the car I drive. I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that. Don't matter if you're by my side, I'm satisfied.
Well, it's all right, even if you're old and gray. Well, it's all right, you still got something to say. Well, it's all right, remember to live and live, live. Well, it's all right, best you can do is forgive.
Deep breath. That's the Travelling Wilburys that time, and the end of the line is now coming around to, I think, 12 minutes to 12 from Caroline North here in Liverpool. And we're actually watching our figures go up online all the time. We're reaching high amounts on the scale there. And if you're listening locally, a big hello to you. This is the end of the broadcast from the Planet Lightship in Liverpool. We've been here for 28 days, had lots and lots of visitors to the ship. We've had some good weather and bad weather. but generally we've had a good time. The thing about offshore broadcasting, even though we're not actually out at sea, is there's always been a communication between the DJ and the listener. And even though we're tied up, I think that we've achieved that over the last 4 weeks. Something that a radio station on land in an office in a building doesn't really cut it. I speak from experience of working on a few radio stations that have been at sea. And well, I'm sort of the public face of this radio station. Have been. I did originally have a partner going back a year, but unfortunately, he couldn't fulfil his obligation to do it, and I sort of put the whole thing together rather than pull the rug underneath it, because I felt that the 50th anniversary should be celebrated of Radio Caroline, and that's why in Liverpool, together with the owner of the lightship, Alan Roberts, we were able to actually pull this off, because without a ship, we couldn't have Radio Caroline, and that's basically it. No ship, no Radio Caroline, no 50th anniversary. So I know he's right behind me now. He did get a mention before, but I am a sincere person, and
I want to go on air.
He's definitely got to get a second mention. So Alan is behind me. He wasn't around before when I first mentioned him. But can I, as I say, I've been the public face of the radio station. But can I mention the broadcasting crew? Because without the DJs, there'd be no radio station. And these guys have done a sterling job over the last 4 weeks. We've only had a relatively small DJ complement, because that's the way that it should be. Really, that's the way it was on the ships. And in no certain order, I'd like to thank very much indeed the following DJs for being here for me and for the station and for the listeners for the last month. Starting with Dave Collins. I know you're listening, Dave, up there in York. So thank you for all you've done. And you've really sort of pulled out the stops there in terms of helping with the sponsorship. Also, Terry Linnane. Thank you, Terry, for being a friend. And, of course, always saying yes to any request, even though it wasn't a record one. Tony Johnson, who's here, he's also been a long life friend. Most of the staff on the air I've known for years, and the ones that I haven't known I've just met. I'm sure I'll be in touch with them many, many times in the months and years to come. Brian Cullen, another good friend over the years. Thank you, Brian, for your wingdings and all the other things you've done. Phil Sayer over in, I think it's Bolton, you live Bolton, together with Ellie, they've done a fantastic job doing the voiceovers and the ads and things, and a true professional. Enda Caldwell from Ireland, I've known for 12 years as well, and he puts me through hell, absolute hell. You would know this guy's impossible to work with, but how he's not being strangled by me or killed by Alan, I don't know. But there we go. Mike Stand, another long friend from years ago. Richard Bond, Dickie Bond, and Grizzly Bear stepped into the shoes of 7 to 10, no problem whatsoever. Paul Leckie's enjoyed himself immensely, so I know that Paul, again, has sort of had a great experience in being here, and a good time was had by him. Dickie Duncan, he fired me years ago, but that was a long time ago. It was 20 years ago, but I forgive him, and I thought, we've got to give Dickie a gig. And Dave Mason as well, who came down from Scotland, and sort of had a good time. Not forgetting, of course, Max.
Oh, thank you, John.
Okay,
thank
sorry you, about that. Yeah, no, you were in my head. You were in my head, even though you weren't on the paper. You were in my head. So I think I've covered everybody, haven't I?
Yeah.
Have I covered everybody?
You've covered everyone.
Yes. Yeah, I think I've more or less done it. Okay. So, of course, I picked out a couple of records at the end. Thank you for being good friends. Oh, I've got a crack up here. good friends and fantastic people on the air. Thank you very much.
Say goodbye.
Right, okay, I'll just get myself together here, and there we are, that's it. Second jingle coming.
Great music and memories, Radio Caroline North.
And the time on Radio Caroline North is now 4 minutes to midnight. So just before the main theme, and for those of you that were guessing what it was going to be, I think you already know what it is, but we're going to do it anyway, and of course we're going to have a little bit of this, just get our thoughts together while we listen to a little bit of Jimmy McGriff, the original Radio Caroline North theme for closing down, and this is Around Midnight. We'll just give it 1 minute and I'll come back in with a few final words. Time is marching very quickly, and he came up before, and obviously he's got to say a few words. So just give us a few words, Alan, about what this has meant to you for the last 4 weeks.
Basically, all of you have been fantastic. It's been a pleasure to have you on board. My name's Alan Roberts, France Bar Lightship, Albert Dock, Captain, and all you gang have been fantastic. And I'm absolutely made up. I've got Big Johnny Ants, all the crew, working below decks to get this up and running. It's a hotel, restaurant, wine bar. And we are going to make this happen year after year, if we can. And I'm just so proud of us all. Absolutely proud. I've renamed a few lads of the DJ season. I've got Grizzly Bear over here. I've got a few of the lads, Johnny Hans, different ones.
Bullwinkle.
Rocky and Bullwinkle. And I'm absolutely proud of you all. John Dwyer, you're an inspiration to the city and a landmark of achievements of what you've done. And I'm absolutely proud of all of you.
Hey!
Go on! Respect.
Okay. Right. Okay. It's been a bit of a challenge to do this, and of course we'd like to thank Ofcom. I think we've pushed the boundaries certainly of having an RSL broadcast. I don't think they get much more high profile than what we've achieved over the last 4 weeks. So that's about it. So okay. We're not that far away now from midnight, and we'll go out, of course, with the theme, and we'll give you one few last little words from the gang, all in the studio. Just bear with us while we just line this up. Finally, it's a big thank you to all the listeners, all the people that have been to the ship, online, text messages, everything really. I think you've heard our announcement on the hour that this is well well, superseded anything that we could have expected, really, you know, and I'm proud to have put the thing together. And, well, will we be back? The answer to that at this present moment is, I don't know. Right, we'll see. We'll see, but thank you for your support, and I think we've done a good job. Thank you very much. Okay. Lovely. Okay, you are listening to Radio Caroline North from Liverpool, 87.7 FM and around the world, and we literally have been going around the world. We've had a great time, and, well, we hope that you've enjoyed the style of radio that we brought to you, that we know that you enjoy. That was the way it used to be in the past, and there's no reason why it couldn't be like that in the future, but it's all down to money, licenses, this and that. From us all for the moment, anyway, can I leave you with this? Radio Caroline from Liverpool is now closing down. From all the team from Liverpool, it's goodbye. Thank you and good night.
North from Liverpool.